Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 21 of the Winter Feast for the Soul on this getting warmer but still not warm day. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness in the body, on your seat, in your space. Let go of the morning you've already had and the day that you are anticipating, or week, or decade. Just bringing our awareness to present moment. Just taking a moment to just notice how things are for you right now. And continuing our discussion of right action today, this one traditionally is no sexual misconduct. So I want to invite you to consider it in a larger sense. So if we think about intimacy, particularly intimacy, and not just physical intimacy, but emotional intimacy, and the kind of vulnerability and intimacy that we have with close friends, family members, even the sense of connection with people we might work with, and really considering that sense of vulnerability and our deep need as human beings to want to be connected. And to be able to recognize that everyone has this need and the kind of vulnerability that it takes to just be connected to each other. And that's, and I think that's important, and it's important to bring it in that kind of awareness into our meditation practice, which is in part why these sessions are structured in such a way that people have a chance to chat and get to know each other. It's not a little thing to be willing to show up for ourselves and for each other. And that sense of vulnerability. And for anyone who doesn't know Brené Brown's talk, TED Talk, she has a really wonderful TED Talk about vulnerability and worthiness and the ability to be connected. And that crucial willingness to show up with our own vulnerability and to be skillful about that and to recognize that although everybody wants to be connected, everyone has a sense of vulnerability, sometimes people are not handling that in a skillful way. And we step on each other's toes. We do. And so I want to invite you to sort of look at this relationship that you have to your own vulnerability, because that's really where it starts, to really lean into that kind of warm acceptance of our own vulnerability and that recognition of a need to be connected. And hopefully in a very skillful way so that we can take care of our own vulnerability and connection and also extend that to others. So let that be the ground of your practice, this warm-hearted openness to your own humanity, really. Let's practice. So again, taking our seat and finding that sense of groundedness in the body. feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body just resting. From that groundedness, feeling the length of our back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, connecting to our own natural human integrity. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening. Taking the opportunity to connect to our own tender heart. There's a meditation teacher, he's long gone, Champa Rinpoche, who said that meditation, what meditation does is allow us to touch into this tender heart. So first we are tender with ourselves so that we can extend that tenderness to others. Recognize it, hold it, care for it. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.